Hello, I'm George Sainsbury, and welcome to my first ever podcast, Dog in the Spotlight. If you're a dog lover, a dog owner, thinking about getting a dog, or just generally interested in dogs, this podcast is the one for you. Each week, we're going to sort of put a dog breed in the spotlight, and I'm going to tell you the history about it, facts about them, their temperament, their health difficulties, and are they the right dog for you? And really just tell you everything I know from my research. Now, I've been researching obsessively about dogs for years. I've grown up with dogs. I've had two dogs. And I used to, when I was younger, I'd be like, what's the most quirky, weirdest breed? And then I'd go and find it, and then I'd read all about it. So from the Labrador to the Mexican Hairless, I feel like I know dogs very well. So each week we can look at a dog breed, and we're going to put that in the spotlight and just work out if that's a dog for you. Also, we're going to look at dogs in the news. And this week, we're going to look at actually adoption and the coronavirus. And since the coronavirus, both in America and in the UK, they have seen a massive increase on people adopting dogs, cats and dogs, from shelters, which has been brilliant. And people are on the waiting list to adopt them. I live in Chicago. I'm originally from the UK, but I've lived in Chicago for 4 years, and they've got an organization called Paws, and their adoption applications have gone through the roof. So they're fostering, and it's the same in the UK. And I think the thing is, people are like, well, I've got all this spare time, let's go and get a dog. You know, it's time to kill. What else am I doing? When I go for a walk along the lakefront, which is one a day, I am in coronavirus quarantine, the amount of puppies that are around is phenomenal. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a puppy and I am in puppy heaven when I go for my walks. But it does make me question, yes, it's a brilliant thing that these animals are getting fostered and adopted. But what happens when this reality hits? At the moment, we're in such an unusual situation with the coronavirus that we're all in quarantine. We have to be at home. What happens when we all have to go back to work? And even with this economic crisis, which is bound to happen after, A, how are you going to cope with looking after your dogs financially? But B, if you have got a job and you are going back to work, how are you going to look after this dog? You're not going to be home 24/7. Yes, it's a great time to train your dog in this time where you've got this free time. It's a focus on you. And they do say after 6 months and you've got your dog where you want to, it's easier. The first 6 months of having a puppy is difficult. You've got to toilet train them. You've got to get their sort of bad habits into good habits, the chewing. And so it is ideal this time. But then you've also, after that's come around, you've got to actually be there for your dog. You've got to look after your dog. And unfortunately, at the moment, the reality is we think we're going to be there every single day. But most people work very long hours. And will suddenly, after the coronavirus and people go back to work, will we suddenly see an influx of dogs who were adopted and these puppies that were bought suddenly going back into shelters? Fingers crossed that's not the case. But when I heard this news, it was a slight concern. But fingers crossed, it's great to hear that they are being adopted and dogs have got their forever home. My first dog in the spotlight for my first podcast is the miniature schnauzer. And the reason why I chose the miniature schnauzer is the first dog I'm going to talk about is because I grew up with a breed. I had Freddie, who lived till he was 14, and then we got another miniature schnauzer. Even though we had a cock spaniel, we missed them so much. We got Brucey, who lived till he was 15. So I just felt it's like a homage to my two dogs to have them as my first dog in the spotlight. Now, the miniature schnauzer is one of three types of schnauzer. You've got the standard, you've got the giant, and the most popular being the miniature schnauzer. Now, their origin is from Germany. There's records of them in the 15th century, and the standard schnauzer was the sort of the first breed, as we would say, and people wanted a smaller dog for ratting. So they bred a poodle, an Afpinscher, and a German miniature pincher. and they came up with a bit of the standard Schnauzer, and they came up with a miniature Schnauzer. And Schnauzer, funnily enough, means muzzle in German. And the reason why they have their big beard is because when they were ratting, and they would go down in the holes or go down into through straw, bays of straw, it would protect them from bites and stuff like that. And also that's why they have their wire hair, their coarse hair, because when you're going through underground or going in between bushes, it protects them. And also if they got muddy, it's very quick to wipe them clean or brush it out with ease. So they're the most popular of the breed, of the Schnauzer. The standard isn't so much, actually, funnily enough. You've got the miniature, then it's the giant, and you don't really see many standard Schnauzers. And I think because they're a good size, but the miniature one is the most popular. And in the US, it's the 12th most popular dog. And you do see quite a lot in Chicago, when I'm wandering around, you do see quite a lot of mini Schnauzers. When it comes to their intelligence, they are very intelligent dog breeds. So Stanley Curran wrote a book, The Intelligence of Dogs, in 1994, and it still go by, you know, if you ever research how intelligent is my dog or the most intelligent dog, it goes by his research. And we're going to do a podcast looking into what determines how did he come up with this list of dogs, but he's meant to be the 12th most intelligent dog. And to be honest, when we had Freddie and Bruce, they were very intelligent, they were very alert, and easy to train. So their personalities, they are the most adaptable, loving dogs I would know. They are independent. They're very alert. They've got a great sense of hearing. And they, funnily enough, I was doing a bit of research, and in Germany, they used to combine them. And now it makes sense now, because my Freddie and Bruce used to always get on with German Shepherds or Alsatians, same thing. And I found out why is that in Germany, they would join them together to protect the sheep. And because the Miniature Schnauzer is such an alert dog and great sense of hearing, and they sound the alarm if intruders or predators are coming up to the sheep, they would bark that, and then the German Shepherd would obviously go out and protect. So they are very alert. That is one thing you've got to be wary of, really. Is when you are in apartments, they are renowned for barking. Now, Bruce would be a bit of a barker. He would, if I wasn't there, he would bark, which, you know, when you're living in an apartment, I was living in an apartment at the time, you'd get one or two letters from certain people. But yeah, so they it's part of their personality. They're very alert. They're also extremely fearless. I'd be walking the dog. These are small dogs. They're not tiny, but they're small. They would go nose to nose, belligerently, up to a Rottweiler. And if a Rottweiler started on them, they wouldn't start the fight. They would end it. You know, and you'd be like, oh, please, please, Bruce, just don't go up to this dog. But they're not aggressive by nature. They're just very assertive. And you don't push them around. But they're not fighters. Please don't get me wrong, don't think they're fighters. They're just no nonsense. But absolutely lovely, very into their dogs. And the funny thing is, so we've had a Cocker Spaniel and a Schnauzer. And you go walking in the park, and you know, if you had a Cocker Spaniel owner, you might just nod. Without fail, all Schnauzer owners always seem to just come together. They chat about their dogs. They have a sort of a kinship, if you want to say. But yeah, so as their personality, they're very alert, they're adaptable. Freddie definitely grew up with four young kids, two working parents. It's just fitted in. Absolutely brilliant dog. One thing which is great about them, they do not shed. So you'd have to get them clipped or cut them yourself, as my mum used to do to save the old money. But you'd cut them. So if you don't want a shedding dog, it is the ideal dog for you. You will need to groom them, because their beard can get matted, especially like Freddie used to love his spaghetti bolognese. So he used to get the red sauce in his beard. But yeah, you do need to keep brushing them. And their eyes can get a bit, because they have a lot of hair in their eyebrows, they can get clogged with like sleepy dust and stuff. So that does need cleaning. But yeah, so great for hypoallergenics and stuff like that. Now, They can be good, as I've just mentioned about the apartments. I had them in apartment. I would share them between my parents and me, etc. But I had them in apartment. A great. They're not. They're no nonsense. They don't. I've had all Schnauzers when I've come across them. They're never aggressive to other dogs. They do like their exercise. They do like their walks. But again, they still can live in an apartment. The only thing I'd be concerned about is the barking of all of them. That's the only thing I would say is to be considerate of. Exercise. They do love exercise. But again, if you just want to give it a walk around the block, take it to the garden park, absolutely fine. One thing they don't like, Schnauzers don't like water. So we had a Cocker Spaniel and he would plod himself all in the sea and all in the lakes and mud. And Freddie would, water, no thank you. Anyway, Bruce, because he was a puppy when we had, so Charlie was the older dog. So Bruce would follow him in, but you could tell he wasn't that keen. Anyway, Charlie died just before Bruce. Second Charlie died, Bruce did not touch a step foot in water. Now, they, in America, they are considered a terrier. And partly because they've come from that ratting background. However, they're not actually a terrier. They've got no terrier in them at all. As I mentioned before, they've got the Aff Pinscher, the Poodle, and the German Miniature Wired-Head Pinscher. And so in the UK, they come under the dog group of utility dogs, which really means that a dog is bred for a purpose. Now, that's not under gun dogs or working dogs. It's, for example, I'll use an example of a Dalmatian. They were purely bred to be a carriage dog. Schnauzers were bred to be ratting dogs. So they, in England, they're utility dogs, but in America, they come under the terrier dogs, which... they don't really have many terrier traits. And I researched this, and they're far more calmer, more relaxed temperament, less feisty than a terrier. But that's how the way the US have sort of categorized the dog. Anyway, also, when it comes to health, they're usually pretty healthy dogs. They're renowned for being quite long-lived dogs. Like, as I said at the start, Freddie lived till 14, Brucey 15, when our Cocker Spaniel... he lived only to 11. But you can get what they call schnauzer bumps. And they're like little blackheads all about their, down their spine and their bumps. And both our dogs had them. And just slightly, it's like an eczema-y sort of thing. So they have skin issues. But to be honest, they have no major issues, no heart problems, no susceptible to cancer like the boxer is. So as a breed, they're an extremely healthy breed. And also, one thing I'm going to do in this podcast, because I find this fascinating, because if I had a dog, I would, when I get my dog, I would spend hours thinking of a name for a dog. And anyway, so I thought, you know what? If I was listening to a podcast, I'd find this interesting. So if you go onto a place called Rover.com, it tells you the top dog names for that breed. And for a girl dog, if this for miniature schnauzer, for a girl dog, it's Bella, Pepper, and Luna. And for a boy dog, it's Max, Charlie, and Cooper. Yeah, little crap fact for you there. Anyway, so I've given you what my tips. And if I do a pause for thought, I think if you're looking for an adaptable, energetic, fun, friendly dog who does not shed, he is the ideal dog. The ideal dog for you. Thanks for listening to my first ever podcast, Dog in the Spotlight, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and I will see you again next week. Have a lovely week.